until midnight. LA Theater Works right here on KPFK.
The first time I heard KPFK, it was in the wee hours, maybe 2 a.m. Roy of Hollywood was on, right? And he was playing Alan Watts. And it was so surreal. I was like, what is this? What is this? What kind of radio is this? You know, I mean, it just blew my mind. And I got hooked right away.
KPFK.
Hi, this is Jamie Cromwell. You are listening to 90.7 FM KPFK Los Angeles and 98.7 FM Santa Barbara.
Cue the conga playing penguins.
Live at you. For real.
Oh, yeah.
The program's about to begin.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday, 3 o'clock, Poacher Hour Power, KPFK 90.7 FM. This is Jeffrey Keller. It's Fun Drive. What's up, Lalo?
Fun Drive, Jeffrey.
Yes, it's going to be fun, and we're driving. Let's do this.
Yes, we can't spell fund without fun, and we can't do this show without your funds, everybody. All you listeners, sponsors out there, we love you so much. And I know you tolerate us. But now's that time. You really got to tolerate us.
Yeah.
Because we're asking for your support here on the Poacher Hour of Power. And, how you doing, Jeffrey?
Lalo, we should give out the number real quick. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. We got Tower Power tickets and War. We got Prince of Egypt. Tickets at the Casa 0101, and yeah, we got some other goodies too. But yes, how you doing, Jeff?
Man, I'm doing great. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we got, not only is it Tower of Power, they're with El Chicano. Come on, man.
Actually, it's War, Tower of Power, and Poncho Sanchez.
Oh, Poncho Sanchez. Okay. Yeah. Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Jeff got confused. It's some Chicanos.
Right. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's a thing of my favorite groups.
Chicanos will be showing up for sure.
That's right.
Man, it's been a crazy week, but everything's great. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, enjoying life, brother, because it's rough out there.
It is. It is very hard out there. And I know everybody's feeling the pressure, the pain. And, but we still got a great show for you because not only are we going to, you know, get your support and get you some really great premiums or thank you gifts, or I cannot, that part of my brain fell out where I keep the word for what these things are. But we are in great appreciation of all of you calling in at 818-985-5735 here at KPFK. We've got a great show. We've got our man in Mexico City, Frank Contreras. And he's been hoarding all the Mexico news headlines, Frank. So thank you for that. We'll also be joined by a friend of the show, Bobby Hernandez, with the Latino Comics Expo, which is this Sunday at MOLA. And guess what? One of your hosts is going to be there. And pretend it's the Comedy Chateau. And I'm Jeff, but I will be there 11 to 5, and it's going to be a blast. Lots of my cartoonist friends are going to be there. Bobby is going to talk to us as soon as I send him the number. And he also is an elected official in Chicago.
Come on now.
Yeah, so he's going to talk to us a little, you know, bit about ICE and the ICE raids and all the problems they had over there in Chicago. So, and I'm going to congratulate them for the great response. And yeah, so it's going to be a great show. And who else do we have on, Gary?
We got Stephen Miller, right? I mean, it's Moyer, Stephen Moyer. Stephen Miller.
No, no,
not him.
No. I was thinking of Lalo's cartoon the other day.
It's a comedy show. Yeah. So, no, we have, Steve Moyer, and they got the Prince of Egypt play that's happening now. And this is going on all weekend, and we have tickets for that. So he'll be in with some of the cast members. So we have that.
That's so cool. We love supporting the arts, obviously, here at the Pocho Hour Power, and this is what we bring. We, like I said, we've had like every Chicano play in the last 20 years that's come through in Los Angeles or erupted from inside Los Angeles here on the Pocho Hour Power in one form or another. We've had people singing. We've had cast members acting out scenes. We've had the music. We've had the playwrights. I think it's like the only show in town that does this.
Come on, we great promoters of art in Los Angeles, right?
That's right.
Not only do we promote art, we bring in legal assistance for immigration. I mean, we've had Immortal Technique, De Gregory, Paul Mooney, Earth, Wind, and Fire, The Emotions, Mellow Man Ace. I mean,
Sandra Bernhardt.
I mean, we've had great guests. We give out great information, and all we're asking for.
Will Ferrell. That's right.
We did have Will Ferrell, and what's the guy? He's on Anaconda, to get ready to come out movie. I can't think of his name right now, but
Johnny Snakes.
Funny Snakes.
Johnny Snakes. No.
No. He was in Hawaii calling from the dentist's office. I can't think of his name right now. I couldn't believe he
oddly specific.
Yeah, I'll think of it in a second. But, you know, we've had all this, and all we're asking for is a little donation, right?
That's right. And let's acknowledge producer Gary Baca. The 5G is in the house helping us.
Yes, sir.
Pitch, because he's king of the pitchers.
Well, I'm a prince at least, you know.
the prince of the pitchers here.
Right. I think I might even join this comedy troupe or this play as well. So just to be in it. You know?
Egypt.
We think we've had him on too. What?
Egyptian Lover.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, then I missed that one. Dang.
Yeah, you were out that day.
No, we've had The Emotions. We've had.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Larry Dunn. Yeah, with The Emotions. Yeah, we had Taste of Honey. Janice Marie Johnson. We had DJ Quick. Gosh.
Jack Black? That's who I'm thinking of. We had Jack Black on.
We had Jack Black on?
Uh-huh. He's the guy who called from Hawaii. It was crazy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Cheech and Chong.
Mm-hmm.
Cheech and Chong, yeah. Both Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, together.
We've had
together
Wayans.
And apart.
Marlon Wayans was on. We've had
Edward Wayans. James Olmos.
Mm-hmm. Robert Townsend.
That's right. We had Robert on, yeah.
Dolores Huerta.
Come on now. Come on.
Lila Downs.
Little Downs. Yeah, that's right. She did a promo for us.
I hear a little echo. Hey, if you guys on Zoom can turn your volume down, I think it's just feedbacking. But if not,
sorry.
You know.
Frida Payne. We had Frida Payne on.
Yeah, that's right. Wanda from
The
Emotions.
You had that parrot? Remember that parrot? Came in with homie from, what was that? Homie from Fishbone, no? The parrot?
Oh, yeah, my man from Fishbone. We had Fishbone on. We had all of Fishbone on.
Bobby Lee, right? The comedian.
Bobby
Lee.
Yeah, had Bobby on.
We had a joke about my mustache. That was really funny on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
George Lopez. Man.
Yeah, so it just goes to show
this is a great show.
How important the Pocho Hour Power is every hour that it's on, but every time we do have a special guest, and you get a little comedy here and there, but not only that, you get these incredible
very little.
Yeah, wait for it. Yeah.
Tiffany Haddish, we had Tiffany on.
Oh my god, she's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We had Leo Nocentelli from the Meters. We had Wayne Vaughn from Earth, Wind & Fire, Larry Dunn.
Oh, yeah.
Did we have Sheila E.? We had Sheila E. on.
Wow.
That phone, yeah.
I got to listen to this show.
Pete Escovedo. He's actually performing at Catalina's on New Year's Eve as well.
Oh, is he really?
Mm-hmm. We think we have tickets. El DeBarge is going to be at the Blue Note on New Year's Eve as well.
I was going to say, when did we have El on? I don't remember that one.
No, he was on my show.
Well, you know,
Village.
Well, hey, here, I'm going to tell a little secret, but you can't tell him. But, you know, my ex-wife used to sing backup for him. And let me just say, that's one reason we got divorced. I'll just leave it at that. Yes, at his house in the studio. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my Lord. At his house in the studio.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Back up in there, huh?
So, folks, just real quick, I just want to, before we go to Frank Contreras, I want to mention that it's important that we raise money today. We are at least $4,000 behind on our overall goal for KPFK.
Oh,
so we're asking you, any angels out there, to pledge your support for this program that you hear Latinos talking about Latino issues. And we have Meredith Brown, who is an immigration lawyer. We have Patricia Guadalupe, who always gives us the dirt in D.C. She's like a mile or so from the White House. But we really need you to support the Pocho Hour Power today. And if you haven't, please do so today at 818-985-5735, extension 2. You know, Giving Tuesday just passed. So if you didn't give on Tuesday, how about on Friday? 818-985-5735. Or you can pledge securely online at kpfk.org. But as I mentioned, I should tell you, you should get the jump on the tickets as well, because we don't have many left. We offered them earlier today. But Tower of Power and the Group War with Poncho Sanchez going to be at the YouTube Theater December 20th. This is an 8 o'clock show, and we do have a pair of tickets which we'll send to your phone. That way you don't have to worry about will call or box office. You are sent the tickets to your email, and then just open it up in your phone, and then you go right through, and that's two tickets, and that's for a $100 donation to this station. So I just want to let people know right from the jump that, you know, get these tickets before they're all gone. Definitely.
Look at that. Only $100. You can't beat that.
Mm-mm.
That's a cheap date right there. Shoot, let me call in. Shoot.
Yeah, well, if you go online, there are much, much more. So why not support KPFK and go to this show? And once again, it's, where is that, Inglewood over there, YouTube Theater?
Yep.
I mean, plenty of parking, but you support the Pocho Hour Power and KPFK at the same time, which is important. So we only have about 2 weeks left in this fund drive. We've been doing okay, but as I mentioned, we are short. We're behind, so we're trying to catch up today. And if anybody out there wants to pledge that $500 for the Pocho Hour Power, much appreciated. We'll say your name and business on the air. We'll give a shout-out. And you can also pledge in the name of someone who passed, or somebody that is in your family or business. So call up 818-985-5735. Get those tickets to Marcus Miller at Catalina's Jazz Club. Bassist, incredible performer, a Grammy Award winner. He's going to be at Catalina's Bar and Grill this Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, 10 o'clock show. Sunday, 9 o'clock show. And he produced and arranged for Luther Vandross. He played with Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock, so many great people. So get those tickets, folks. That's only for an $85 donation. $85, that's it.
I'll be there on Sunday, actually. So that's going to be
Oh, good. Pledge your support.
Pledge your support, people, because guess what? We don't take any sponsorships or anything like that. And it's free speech radio, so we don't have to slant it. You know, the way the CNN and MSNBC and Fox does. We can just say it, give you the real facts, and that's why we have the people on that we have on, is to give you the real news and what's happening. That's why we have people in Mexico and other countries commenting on what's really going on. So you're not going to get that anywhere else but on the KPFK 90.7 FM and the Pocho Hour Power. So call up and pledge, get those tickets, have a great time.
And party. Party right there at the YouTube, December 20th. And speaking of guests, I think we have some.
Speaking of Mexicans at party.
At Lalo's house on the Riviera. Well, you know.
We've got live from Mexico City, from La Gran Tenochtitlan,
Frank Contreras, welcome back to the Pocho Hour Power.
Hey, Lalo. Hey, guys. How's it going? Good to be with you. Gary.
Yay.
Fundraiser's on. I heard the fundraiser's
on. Yeah, we're raising money for this station, and you're a big part of it. You're our Mexico City correspondent and much needed. I mean, every time we hear you, you give us knowledge and you let us know what's going on there right from the front lines. And I remember during the pandemic when they didn't have any beer in Mexico, and you were the first to report that. So,
we have breaking news right here on the Pocho Hour. Yeah, I'm glad to be part of this team, you guys. This is a really important broadcast, and I'm speaking to you live from Mexico City. We have lots of fans throughout Southern California. People are listening to you around the Southwest, actually. I know friends and family are listening in Southern Arizona, parts of New Mexico as well. And, of course, I'm always tuning in here from Mexico City. We definitely want to urge listeners to send your support, right? If you love Marcus Miller, $85, that's not bad. Any bass fans out there? Sending your support to KPFK Porto Hour of Power.
Look at that. Frank is like the guest. He comes with the pitch.
Look at
that's
that.
Yeah, amazing.
Former public radio guy. I want to give you guys an update on what's been happening since the last time I was.
Nothing's been happening in Mexico.
Nothing ever happens in Mexico. Yeah. So basically, just the latest updates of taking place here. You guys know that Honduras had a presidential election over the weekend on Sunday. The results are still not in. One of the candidates is being supported by the current U.S. president, whose name we will not mention at this moment. And that candidate is a strong right-leaning party candidate. It looks like Trump is threatening, well, I guess I mentioned it, Trump is threatening that if he does not win, if this candidate he supports does not win, there will be consequences. He's already making threats to foreign nations holding sovereign elections. It looks like those kinds of things do not concern the White House. So I noticed that there was a big LA Times article, that was published recently stating that slightly more than half of all Mexicans surveyed for that poll by an organization called Mitofsky here in Mexico City, they said that they would like to see U.S. authorities, I don't know if they meant soldiers, but authorities, enter Mexico, Mexican territory, and fight off organized crime here. Mexican President Sheinbaum has said that, you know, that is absolutely a no-go. That would be an invasion of Mexican sovereignty, and that's something that Mexico does not need. But it's interesting to me to give you a little bit of information behind that LA Times poll. They're citing an organization called the Mitofsky Polling Organization. I know them pretty well. Their owner is Roy Campos. We've interviewed him over the years here and even cited him on the Pocho Hour of Power in previous broadcasts. Mitofsky's organization is often contracted by corporate media. So when they say slightly more than half of Mexicans surveyed, it makes me wonder which Mexicans were surveyed. There are definitely Mexicans who think that that Trump should send troops to this nation south of the border. And I think that, you know, there are certainly opposition organizations in Mexico that strongly oppose any left-leaning government. But currently, President Claudia Sheinbaum has an approval rating of higher than 70%. And some polls say it's as high as 80%. And so, yes, certainly there are parts of Mexican society that do not like a left-leaning government that helps out people in poverty. One of the things that the Mexican government has been doing is lifting millions of people out of poverty. The president announced this week that they're going to raise the minimum wage again in January 2026 by 13%. That was partly a major reason why so many people were, able to feel some relief from the struggles, economic struggles that they have felt for so many generations. So a lot of right-wing politics trying to sneak into Latin America right now. We're looking at places like Argentina, you know, Honduras, as we mentioned just now, and even Mexico, your neighbor right to the south here. United States trying to have a strong influence, the current administration, throughout Latin America.
And hey, Frank, real fast, Lalo, I want to ask about that Gen Z protest in Mexico. That's one of the stories that we missed because we hadn't had you on. But it was curious to see all the Gen Z Mexicans there that were like in their 70s.
participating like Vicente Fox. Can you talk about that for a second?
Yeah. This demonstration took place here in the Mexican capital. The heavy hardcore part of it spilled over into the main plaza in front of the presidential palace. That's the Zócalo, places where we've been walking around with Lalo there in that part of Mexico City. And it looks like there were elements that decided to get quite violent. They ended up clashing heavily with police, throwing bricks at the heads of police officers. Here, the police, they're not the kind of police that crack down on protesters. This sort of thing has disappeared since 2018 when the Morena Party came into power. In previous decades, you would always see clashes with police. You know, you would even see soldiers putting down peaceful protests from students. And I'm referring here to 1968, the Tlatelolco massacre here in Mexico City. Hundreds of students, pro-democracy students, killed. In this case, it looks like there's information that a lot of these organizations might have been funded from right-wing organizations coming from the United States. So it's hard to corroborate all of that and really show some evidence of that. But the kind of clash that came down was, it's not common here these days. And what we saw was at least 14 city police officers placed in ICU units, intensive care units. They were in severe danger. I'm not sure how some of those cases ended up. But there is concern that there is funding coming from the outside to try to bring, you know, violence to certain parts of Mexico City. There's accusations that some of those agitators were trying to provoke the police to, you know, use violence, and they didn't. The police did not do that. They used heavy shields and that sort of thing. But so that was a sketchy moment there back in November when this took place, Lalo.
Wow, that's amazing. Hey, Frank, we're kind of running out of time. I want you to talk about your project.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yes, thanks for allowing me to mention that. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. You guys know that. And so on December 13th, we're going to be holding a fairly massive gathering of the community on the Southside Barrio, where I'm from. We're going to be commemorating 40-year anniversary of the publication of newspaper articles, sort of bringing to the public light a massive contamination event that took place. It killed a lot of people. A military weapons factory had been dumping toxic chemicals into the desert at night clandestinely. They were the top employers in southern Arizona at the time. A lot of people died of cancers. Lalo may know this. My own mother died of cancer. She was 34 years old. So I've been working for years now on a documentary. We're going to be putting that together. The film is called The Plume. It's in progress. And we're going to be filming this this major scene on December 13th. That's a Saturday in the Mission Manor Park in Tucson, if you're around that part of southern Arizona. U.S. Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva, who today, by the way, was pepper sprayed by ICE agents.
What? In Tucson. Breaking news.
This is crazy. Breaking news, yeah. There were major crackdowns in parts of those barrios that I'm talking to you about now in southern Arizona. But U.S. Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva was there trying to get information. She has the right as a member of the U.S. Congress to ask these questions. She was sprayed directly in the face. There's video of it circulating on Instagram if anyone wants to see that. So there we have it. We have a U.S. senator from California who was tackled to the ground and thrown to the ground. You guys remember that story? And yeah. Now a Mexican-American congresswoman, Adelita Grijalva. So she'll be speaking at this event on Saturday along with a lot of other people. And if you're there, join us.
Frank Contreras, thank you so much. Your film is called The Plume.
That's right, The Plume.
And we wish you great luck with that. I encourage everyone to Google it, look for it. Frank needs help.
Yes, he does. Yeah, we need your help.
Everyone's
we
support.
Need your support.
We'll just leave it at that. Yeah. But because right now, this show really needs this.
Yes. Support KPFK. Thanks, guys, for the airtime. I appreciate it.
All right, Frank.
Hey, Frank, want you back soon, okay?
I'll be here. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Frank Contreras, live from Mexico City and by way of Tucson, Arizona. And you guys, let's call in, everybody. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We need you to support, you know, guests like Frank, our correspondents. We have the best correspondents in all of radio.
Yes, we do.
They care about, they are real journalists. They care about our communities. They are community members, and they love Pochismo, and I know you do too. What are those great premiums again? I lost that page.
Come on, you lost the page?
I always lose a page, man. Marcus Miller, $85.
Yes, sir.
Catalina's Bar and Grill, Saturday and Sunday. And also we have the T-shirts and the mugs. Don't ever forget that.
T-shirts and mugs. That's right.
KPFK T-shirts and mugs. You can't get enough of those. I've got several myself. Tower of Power and War at the YouTube Theater.
Come on now.
Those are only $100. Come on. That's
$100. That's it?
Yeah. That's like, that's $50 per tower.
Come on now. Tower of Power and War?
That's right. That is incredible. At the YouTube Theater, that's a great venue to see. It's not too big. $100 gets you that show. And the best part of walking up to the YouTube Theater is walking through all the bars in the parking lot. That's my favorite.
The public bars.
The public bars, yes, that's right. Let's never pass a law against those public bars because, man, they are beautiful. What else? We got the Prince of Egypt tickets.
Yeah.
December 6th. That's Saturday. That's mañana, December 7th, the day that we'll live in infamy at 3 o'clock. We got a few pairs left for that at Casa 0101. That's a $60 donation, but we're going to talk to somebody from that. But you know what? Let's talk to our next correspondent that we have from Axios.
Yep.
We have our man in New Mexico, Russell Contreras. Russell, we have the Russell theme song. Why don't we play that?
Do, 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 do.
It's Russell Contreras, reporting from Axios. It's Russell Contreras, directly from Axios.
Come on now. Come on. His own theme song. Come on, player.
It gets me every time. Ahoy! Thank you so much.
Welcome back, Russell Contreras. How you doing, man?
Doing great. What's up, Pochis and Pochexes? Good to be with you guys. Hey. A lot of happening. Breaking news outside of Washington. Many folks who know the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case involving the challenge to President Trump's birthright citizenship. As soon as he walked into the office, signed an executive order ending birthright citizenship. Of course, this is the 14th Amendment. It's in the Constitution to say if you are born in the United States within its territories, you are a U.S. citizen. This is going to Supreme Court. Got some people nervous about it because this is something that has been in law for more than 120-something years, more than 150 years. But interesting, a case out of California, the Kim Homark case, was a case where an Asian American, Chinese-born American, challenged a law that said Asian Americans couldn't be citizens. He was born in San Francisco, took it all the way to the Supreme Court. An Asian American is the reason why we have birthright citizenship here and involved with Latinos and Arab Americans. And kind of the foundation of the United States going to be challenged in the Supreme Court. This will be something very close to watch. Got a lot of people nervous, but it's something that we are watching here at Axios.
You know, I hope it's not retroactive, too, because I think he's just coming for me.
Well, if he's coming for you, he's coming for me. The problem is you really can't get a lot of pochos who have the names like Lalo and Russell. It's just where are we going to go? Like, Tijuana? Yeah. San Luis Potosí? I mean, I don't know where we go because I don't know about you, but my Spanish is terrible.
Even
right? I get my
– even – yes?
Yeah, I get my gender wrong, so it's going to be all over the place.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I'm too American even for Tijuana, you know.
Well, it's too. Cholos should have a right to be in the United States, period. That's what I would say.
Look, you guys can come to Wakanda with me. Don't worry about it.
Right? Is that next to Oaxaca?
So
yes.
To Oaxaca. Oaxacex. You know, that's right. And also in the news, big AI news out of in the AI world. The NAACP is going to be announcing some information about AI data centers. A lot of AI data centers are being built across the country near communities of color. There's concern about pollution that some of these data centers give out. But more importantly, they take a lot of electricity and a lot of water. In places out west, as you know, water is very scarce product, especially out in New Mexico. There's a place out in Los Lunas, New Mexico, where Facebook has built a data center. Concerns from the pueblo out there, it's not a pueblo, that you're taking away the water, and challenges to tribal rights. Something we're going to watch on Axios. There's a lot of data centers from Florida to Detroit to Amarillo, Texas, to outside of Tucson. And this is a debate that's going up. Pressure to get AI into the economy, yes, but you got to build data centers, and they take a lot of resources away.
I mean, they don't have to be next to your computer, right? They just can connect you to where the need is, but of course they're going to drop them in the least regulated and poorest areas, wherever they can throw down, take the water just mess up the environment with the minimum resistance, right?
That's right. They're not building next to your mansion out in Malibu. That's the problem, Lalo. I know you got a really good protection out there, but they're building closer to my place, poor out here near Zia Pueblo. As you see my rancho, I don't even have a door to my home. It's really, really
trouble. That's because there's no crime. That's how good you got it.
You never have to lock your blanket hanging in the doorway.
The coyotes and the snakes come in here with the impunity, and when I say coyotes, I'm talking about the dogs, actually. They come in and out. They have no right. And speaking of AI, something I know my man Jeff would love here. There is the top artist right now on Christian Apple Music is an artist by the name of Solomon Ray. Sings beautiful gospel music from the Mississippi Delta. Cracks some stuff, really good music. Problem is, he's AI generated. He's not
what?
Real. According to his bio, he is a Mississippi Delta artist. He sings beautiful lyrics about he can't pay these bills, but God's going to help him. Totally generated by AI. He is popping up everywhere. He is one of the most popular singers. He's top in the Christian charts on AI. But this is posing questions. What are you listening to when you stream? Is this person real? Is the music real? It sounds real. It's jamming, I'm not going to lie. But not really my music, but definitely some. But definitely something that is now part of a trend.
So who gets the money from the downloads?
The person that made it.
Exactly.
The person that made it is someone who was allegedly participated in the January 6th ordeal in Washington. He's a MAGA Republican and an independent rapper, African-American. He did built it. He did built this person. The bio says he's from the Mississippi Delta. He struggled. I listened to the lyrics. Has stuff like, I can't pay these bills. It's really tough, but at least I got God. Solomon Ray. Go listen to him right now. You can listen to him on YouTube.
See, wow. Never, he's not real. Never trust a man with two first names. That's all I'm saying. So,
he's got a wonderful fedora. I looked at it, but the fedora is fake. That's the problem. Right. And I talked to one pastor that says, how can this guy be born again if he's never been born?
That's right. He'll save your soul. But he doesn't have one.
He doesn't have a soul. We're calling it synthetic soul. Coming to a playlist near you.
Synthetic soul. He just created a new genre.
I know. Damn it.
Synthetic soul. Yeah. You know, and there are programs where all you need is to say a few words. Me and Lalo can start a band where we just talk into it, and within 10 minutes we can create our own Chicano soul group. Sounds just like us, but beautiful voices.
But different voices.
Yeah. They can make us probably 20 years younger and 20 pounds lighter, and we will be it at all the Art LeBeau concert retro gatherings. And the only problem is when they actually see us, they're like, oh, those two get holes? Oh, forget those.
See, that's, that's scary, though, right? Because they could do it with comedy. They can make fake comedians, actors. That's crazy.
Well, we already got fake comedians. Yeah.
And the algorithms can say, okay, what do people like? What kind of jokes they have, right? The problem is that a comedian can respond to an audience. AI can't perform in front of a live audience, right? You can't make a – right now, I guess you could make a hologram if you want.
I was going to say,
These, you know, Solomon Ray can't perform live. There's still a need for live performers. People want authenticity, right? They want to see a performer play. They want to see that bluesman. They want to see that comedian go up there on the fly. Sometimes things pop up. The audiences yell. And my favorite part of comedy is when a comics just sits on the fly and responds organically. That's the funnest parts of those shows. AI can't do that, right?
Not at my show. Somebody getting cut.
Well, that's the problem. Somebody's getting cut. That's why I like it. If someone's cutting your show, I love to see the cut. I love to see the blood. I just know to keep my mouth shut.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah. What do we have to look forward to except more doom and gloom, Russell?
Well, the Public Religion Research Institute is going to be releasing a poll showing that a majority of Americans are slowly but quickly turning against Trump on his immigration policies. We will have a poll to say, what do Americans think about birthright citizenship? You'll be surprised across all religious groups. They're going in the direction, and that is something that Trump could be puzzling. As this going to the midterms, these patterns rarely reverse, and it could be spell trouble for Republicans. But also, a note to the Democrats, people aren't rushing to the Democrats because they don't see them an answer. They may win by default rather than vision. We'll have it here at Axios next week, and we'll come right here on this station, which you need to donate, and I will give you a personal voicemail message for those who donate $250 and more. I will record my message on your voicemail with my famous ahoy, and you will be the popular person on your block.
Yes, so can you hear that? That's people rushing to their phones. That's the sound of people rushing to their phones right now. To call 818-985-5735 and make that pledge or get the Russell voicemail or all the other concert tickets and shows that you can shake a stick at. So,
yeah.
Russell Contreras, thank you for joining us. You're a valuable part of the show every week, and we'll talk to you next time. Oh, how can people find stuff about Axios?
Go to axios.com/newsletters. You can go to axios.com, type in my name. You'll get all the stories there. We've done this. Please call in right now. So far, I think we've sold 10 of these voicemail packages, right? Let's try to get another 10. $250 right now. I will record your name, and I will sign up. Ahoy! And trust me, if you're a single guy or single woman, your life will forever change.
Right. Hey, I'm sorry. I got to say one thing about Russell. Russell is on the White House website as being a bad American, bad journalist.
That's right. Being the accusation from the White House, full disclosure, says that I and misleading and not giving all the facts. The story they're cited is that I wrote a story about temporary protection status. Immigrants who are on temporary protection status are talking about how Trump is trying to go after quote unquote legal immigration. And he says, the administration said, me saying TPS or temporary protection status is legal, that's false. It is illegal. No, if you have temporary protective status, you are in the country legally. You have a right to be here. And of course, the administration could take it away. And that's not what's in dispute. They're disputing the way I said it, saying me and my colleague, Brittany Gibson, called TPS legal. It is true. That's what it is. And they have put me on a list as the bias list. I'm on there. If you go to the whitehouse.gov/media bias, you'll see my name. Just type it in. They did not cite the Pocho Hour power because I don't think they've gotten that far. But as soon as they Google Lalo and La Cucaracha, they're going to have a lot of fun.
All right. Well, congratulations on that, Russell. We are proud of you. Axios Yes,
should be proud of you too. Thank you for your service, and we'll see you next time on the Pocho Hour Power, Russell Contreras.
All right, now, ahoy!
right there. All right.
Yeah, you know. Hey, you know, Lalo,
yes,
I should
sir.
Say that. You know, Russell asked for a $250 pledge. He asked for a $250 pledge for that. Oh, who? You know, I'm thinking maybe people could pledge like $60 too. And maybe $70 for that. Who? How do we do it?
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! Yeah.
For $60, I'll give you a ahoy. And I'll stop right there.
Not the whole thing.
Don't get the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. For $80, I'll give you a ahoy, but not with the extra voicemail message.
But
so we're doing things here. We need the money here. I will go ahoy. Ahoy. I'll go ahoy. Ahoy. And that's $4,000. That can be right now. The pump that I got in your breath.
He did it better than Prince. Yeah. All right. Thank you,
All
Russell.
All right, Russell. Thank you, man.
We'll see you
Russell
soon.
Contreras from Axios. And let's take a short break and hear some music. Right, Gary?
Yeah, let's just turn it up and bring it down just so people know war.
War is in the casa.
Yeah. So once again, folks, we're offering tickets, two tickets, to go see War, Boncho Sanchez, and Tower of Power. Tower of Power from the Oakland East Bay area. They gave us songs like You're Still a Young Man, What is Hip, Down to the Nightclub, all kinds of great songs. Also, War, who we hear in the background, they're also on the bill featuring Lonnie Jordan. He's going to be singing Don't Let No One Get You Down, Low Rider, all the hits from War. And then you got Boncho Sanchez, who's also going to be there. This is December 20th, right before Christmas, and this is at the YouTube Theater in Inglewood, and this is for a $100 donation to the station. So that's two tickets, and we'll send them to your phone. You don't have to worry about going to the box office or standing in line to get your tickets. You just pull them up on your phone, walk to the entrance, and they beep you in. So folks, that's for a $100 donation to the Pocho Hour Power, and that supports this program so that we could stay on the air. There's folks saying that maybe we shouldn't be on the air. But hey, if you pledge now and pledge your support at $100, and we do have, I should mention, we do have some pledges in, so we're about $500 short of our goal. So if there's anybody out there that could support the Pocho Hour Power, call now at 818-985-5735, option 2, and you hear the voices of Patricia Guadalupe, Frank Contreras, you hear Russell, and you hear all the great folks that are on this show, such as Meredith Brown talking about immigration. So it is a much needed show. There is a seriousness to this program that, you know, it is a resource for people. So folks, if you've learned something, been educated, laughed a little bit with the Pocho Hour Power, call now and say that. Say that you support the Pocho Hour Power, Latinos on the media, Latinos in radio, and that we can stay on the air and get yourself a pair of tickets. How about get yourself two pairs of tickets? You know, that'll be $200. And that way you could go with your family. You'd all be seated together. So call now at 818-985-5735. And once again, War, Tower Power, Boncho Sanchez, all three of those folks on one stage for that $100 donation to the Pocho Hour Power. 818-985-5735.
Yeah, that's right. Call in 818-985-5735. And that's going to be a hell of a show. We've got tickets for everything
Marcus Miller. This Saturday and Sunday, the late show 10 o'clock and Sunday at 9, that's for an $85 donation, and he is one of those innovative bass players that have played with Miles and Herbie Hancock, so many people, but that is for an $85 donation, and that's two tickets, and that's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So folks, call in and pledge your support for the Pocho Hour Power.
We got the best music always on the Pocho Hour Power. And now, someone has nothing to do with music. A real fast update about a great event that's happening this weekend at Long Beach's MOLA, Museum of Latin American Art. It's the Latino Comics Expo. And our friend from Chicago is going to be here, one of the organizers. It's Bobby Hernandez, Supervisor Bobby Hernandez. Welcome back to the Pocho Hour Power, man. What's going on?
Lalo, muchas gracias for having me on today. We just landed from 0 degree weather in Chicago.
Here, oh, my God.
Here in L.A. in preparation for the Latino Comics Expo. It'll be a one-day show this Sunday, December 7th, at the Museum of Latin American Art from 11 to 5 at 628 Alamitos Avenue in Long Beach, California. Admission is free. We're going to be celebrating the 30th anniversary of Carlos Saldaña's El Burrito with cosplay, comics, artists, and panels. But it all kicks off tonight with the LCX Prologue Chapter Cero at the Nostalgic Comic Shop located at 513 South Del Mar Avenue.
In San Gabriel.
Yeah, and that's tonight, Friday, December 5th from 6 to 9 p.m. We'll be featuring Jandro Gamboa, Nathaniel Osoyo, Valeria Ontiveros, and then Northwestern Indiana's very own Jorge Garza, a.k.a. Getza. So
that's amazing, Bobby. That is amazing. And last year's show was great fun, and this year's show is going to be condensed fun, one day only, 11 to 5. That's okay because we've all got lots of other stuff to do. And I won't promote, maybe later I'll promote my stuff on Saturday, but I will be there at the Latino Comics Expo with lots of artwork and lots of my friends there. Javier Hernandez, as you heard, Carlos Saldaña.
Raph Navarro, Rory Montijo, you name it.
It's going to be, it's a real fun show. It's a real intimate show. And the vibe is always great, especially when it's free.
It's free, yes. And then now, based on the conversation, right now more than ever, it's important to celebrate our artists, our Latino artists. Yes, it's important that that Latinos be represented in elected office, but at the same time, that Latinos and young Latinos see themselves portrayed as main characters, whether it's comic books, graphic novels, animation, you name it. This is super important for our community right now.
That is true. That is true. We need to showcase our culture, our community members, and tell our stories in the way only we can. And so I appreciate you coming for that, Bobby. And now, because we're pressured to sell, I want you to talk about your new position, but also what's been happening in Chicago in regards to the ICE raids and kidnappings.
Yeah, so I'll start off with reporter Laura Rodriguez Presa of the Chicago Tribune has reported that today, December 5th, ICE has returned heavily. CBP is back after having a small, just kind of a not that large of a presence. I mean, Chicago has been the hub, right? Or not the hub, but we have been heavily targeted by the Trump administration. Honestly, ever since the Democratic National Convention, before he was even elected, he knew he wanted to target Chicago. So outside of Chicago, you have the Broadview Detention Center, which has been the precipice of many, many protests and that have gotten violence. The 4th Congressional District, represented by Congressman Chuy Garcia, and the 3rd Congressional District, represented by Congresswoman Delia Ramirez, have been heavily targeted by this administration. As you all recall, Silverio Villegas Gonzalez, who was murdered by ICE in Franklin Park on September 12, 2025, that was the first death that we witnessed during this siege of ICE. But there's been tragedy. There's been a lot of hard presence on behalf of ICE. I mean, people have been kidnapped, but if I can just take a moment to really give a shout out to the organizations and the community allies that have really stepped up, like the Illinois Coalition of Immigrants and Refugees Rights, that is the leader when it pertains to helping locate family members that have been detained. BASO, the West Suburban Action Project in suburban Cook County. And then again, the offices of those elected congressional members that I cited, everyone has really stepped up. Now, Lalo, you asked me, well, Supervisor Bobby Hernandez, when I was elected, I was elected on April 1st earlier this year, and it's a very unique position. It's a township. Townships are the bridge between counties and municipalities. But there's a way that we can definitely help families in need.
Well, we applaud Chicago's response to this onslaught of the federal government, and I applaud you for being out there. I'm sorry we gotta go and raise money, Bobby, but I'm looking forward to seeing you on Sunday at the Latino Comics Expo at MOLA, and 11 to 5, MOLA in Long Beach. Be there. It's free.
Yeah.
Bring your money, though.
Bring your money. And for those tuning in, anybody calling from Chicago, I've shared the link today. Anybody calling from Chicago, I will match your donation.
And hey, so, all right.
So looking forward to
we it. Got, just don't go, ahoy. Hey, Supervisor Bobby Hernandez, thank you. We'll see you soon here on the Pocho Hour of Power and in person. All right?
Excellent.
All right. Thank you. Gary.
Yes. In the studios, we got the cast of The Prince of Egypt. And this is a play happening at Casa 0101. They're presenting the West Coast premiere of DreamWorks' The Prince of Egypt, the musical. So we have in the studios, we have Tao Toker, who plays Hotep, and Julian Armaya, who plays Seti, and also Tony Ingueza, he'll probably say his last name better than I can, the costume designer for the show. So welcome to the Pocho Hour Power. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Well, tell us about this musical play and tell us, everything about it.
Right. Somebody, goddamn.
Hi, I'm Julian Armaya. I play Seti in The Prince of Egypt, the musical at Casa 0101, and this is the Los Angeles premiere of the show. It was put on originally in the West End, and now we are happy to bring it to LA and also specifically to Boyle Heights and the Latino community.
Good. And what's the play about?
So the musical is based on the DreamWorks animated film, The Prince of Egypt, which a lot of people know. You might recognize one of the big hits musically is When You Believe, that was performed by Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. It's about the Book of Exodus and specifically about Moses, and similar to the Ten Commandments, which some people may know.
All right. And your name and what do you play?
So I'm Tony Iniguez, and I'm the costume designer.
Costume designer. Yes. Now, how hard was it to put this together?
It was pretty difficult because challenging. You know, there's a lot of we had over 150 costume pieces. You know, this is a small theater, small budget. So we had to be very creative, making something so elaborate, with what we had. And I think, I would love for people to come see it because we're getting a lot of great reviews, the costumes being one of the good reviews and the actors, everyone. And it's just, it's only playing for the next 3 weeks and, would love, to have your audience come see it. It plays every Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., and then on Sundays, the matinee's at 3 p.m.
Right, so it's a period piece, so you had to find stuff to make it in that period.
Oh, yeah. I had to do my research, make sure I saw, some of the movies from the past, like, the Ten Commandments and Cleopatra, and just really get inspired by that, but make it my own. And if you go see it, you're going to see, the costumes are, themselves just to this play. It's nothing that's carbon copied from anything else that's been out there.
Oh, that's amazing, man. Mm-hmm. And you are?
Hi, my name is Tal Toker. I'm playing High Priest Hotep, the main villain of this story.
Wait, High Priest who?
Hotep.
Okay, just checking.
All right. love my scene partner in Christopher J. Thum. He is an incredible Ramses, and every scene is amazing. I love being a villain in this story with just kind of the sweetest cast I've ever been with. So, fun dichotomy.
Yeah, so you're the villain.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what does that incur?
Oh, he is one hateful man. He is filled with rage and bigotry. He is the crux of the theme of bigotry and anti-Semitism in this period. He does not like what the Hebrews are up to, and he won't let them win.
Wow. And so is the Hebrews, or is there an individual that he cannot stand?
Ooh, that would be Moses. Every time he sees Moses, he just thinks, you're getting in the way. What are you doing here?
So you're the guy that told Moses, look, you can't do 250 commandments. You can only do 10.
Just 10. And even then, I won't let you.
Hey, well, folks, we got to let them know that we do have tickets for this, and you can pledge your support for KPFK as we support Casa 0101 and Josefina Lopez and our friend here, Steve Moyer, and the cast. You know, we support them here on the air, and they support us. And they said, hey, you know what? Let's give away some tickets and offer them as a pledge. So, folks, in order to support the KPFK Fund Drive and the Pocho Hour Power, we're asking you to go to your phones and pledge your support. And for a $60 donation, we can offer tickets for coming up, I think, this Saturday at 9 and then Sunday at 3. So I would recommend if you have a family, go ahead and get yourself, the tickets are $60 for two tickets. So get yourself three pairs and take the whole family. Call 818-985-5735. I did take my granddaughter a while back when it was, I think it was about a few years ago. So it's been a while since the Prince of Egypt has been back right there at the Castle 0101. So, folks, once again, $60 donation to this station, and we can offer you tickets for this Saturday at 9 and or I think it's actually 8.
Yes, 8.
Yeah, 8. And then Sunday at 3. So call up the phone room and say, you know what? I want to support this theater. I want to support the Pocho Hour Power and KPFK, especially now. 818-985-5735. That way we can make our goal and we can stay on the air, which is very important. So once again, folks, 818-985-5735. We got about 2 minutes. We also have the sports report with Speedy Gonzalez coming up. So, let's wrap it up. But, guys, what can you say about this play and what could you say to the people of Southern California? They need to go and check it out, right?
Absolutely. This is one of the most emotionally impactful shows that you can see in LA right now. Prince of Egypt, it's biblical. You've seen the Ten Commandments. You've seen this story, but you haven't seen it like this. The DreamWorks film, it's much more geared towards the younger children, whereas this musical, it's for all ages. You'll come in, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll have a great time.
And it comes to support local talent, too. You know, mostly everybody is from Los Angeles, was in the play, the producers, the choreographers, and, you know, the talent.
Absolutely. And you can get more information and your tickets by calling 323-263-7684 or visiting casa0101.org. That's casa0101.org.
Look at that. I didn't have to do nothing. Look at that.
Yeah. Thank you, fellas. Thanks for coming to the Pocho Hour Power.
Thanks for having us.
All right. And we'll check you out
this weekend. Good luck with the fundraising.
That's right. We will. Call now and get yourself some tickets, 818-985-5735, extension 2. And we also have tickets for Marcus Miller for this Saturday night at 10 o'clock, Sunday at 9, and also Tower of Power with War and Poncho Sanchez, December 20th at the YouTube Theater in Inglewood. So that's a $100 donation. The Marcus Miller is an $85 donation. And this is our way of fundraising, saying thank you for supporting the Pocho Hour Power. Lalo, you want to take us out and let them know?
Yeah, I want everybody to call in right now, 818-985-5735, and support our little show. We love doing it, but we love doing it for you, especially the Pocho Hour Power. Thanks. Supervisor Bobby Hernandez from Chicago. We want to thank Russell Contreras. I would like to thank Frank Contreras, his cousin. We'd like to thank producer Gary Baca, the 5G, for
thank you.
His smooth pitchability skills. Jeffrey Keller, thank you so much.
I want to thank you, Lalo.
I want to thank doing our sound today is
Ozzy.
The Wizard of Ozzy.
Osman Flamenco. And Jaime Casay.
If I left anybody out, man, Jaime, I thank
for
you
the theme.
For calling in.
Yeah.
And Speedy Gonzalez, too.
985-5735, Speedy Gonzalez, the sports report.
Oh, yeah.
For KPFK, this is Charlie Gonzalez. Last night, the Lakers beat Toronto on a buzzer beater by Rui Hachimura. The purple and gold face their nemesis in the Boston Celtics today at 4 p.m. on Prime Video. On Sunday, UCLA women's basketball hosts the Oregon Ducks at noon on FS1, followed by USC women's hoops hosting the Washington Huskies at 5 on Big Ten Network. The Rams are on the road at the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. Despite the loss at Carolina last week, LA still controls their own destiny for the division title. The Chargers host the Eagles on Monday Night Football. The Birds will be without Jalen Carter, while the Chargers are prepared to start Herbert even with a hairline fracture in his non-throwing hand.